Pacific Gas and Electric plans to bury 10,000 miles of its power lines in an effort to prevent its fraying grid from sparking wildfires when electrical equipment collides with millions of trees and other vegetation. The project, announced Wednesday, aims to bury roughly 10% of PG&E's power lines at a projected cost of $15 to $30 billion, most of the expense likely to be shouldered by PG&E customers. House lawmakers have voted overwhelmingly to allow in thousands more of the Afghans who worked alongside Americans in the Afghanistan War. On Wall Street, the Dow up 57 points. This is SRN News.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire Infrared Grills with one of the largest offerings of grills and accessories. Our mini, anywhere and everywhere portables are perfect for tailgating and grilling on the go. Our best-selling 27XL is the convergence of price and size. The 36-inch is the size most often specified by kitchen designers. And the Solaire 56-inch is the largest all-infrared grill on the market. Solaire makes accessories like griddles and steamer fryers to enhance your backyard grilling experience. Solaire also has an extensive offering of doors, drawers, and bartending centers to complete your outdoor kitchen. All Solaire infrared grills feature the efficient Solaire infrared burner that heats up fast, locks in the juices, and makes you wonder why you'll ever want to eat out again. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. Solaire infrared at BestHotGrill.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of showers and thunderstorms will be around for the next several days, but the number of storms each day will thin out, so your odds of getting wet are lower. Today, random scattered afternoon and evening storms, partial sunshine, high near 90, tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, more hit or miss afternoon and evening storms, but more misses than hits. Highs in the low 90s tomorrow and Saturday, and low to mid-90s on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Commercial landscapers need to make the most of every lawn. Kubota has the equipment that won't let you down, from the productivity-boosting Z700 mower to the reliable Kubota SVL track loader. See us today, Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Prattville police are looking for a woman they say led officers on a chase after stealing from a store on July 14th. They say Rashadia Savage stole over $750 worth of items from a thrift store on East Main Street. If you see her or know where she is, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. The Alabama Department of Public Health is investigating a case of hepatitis A involving a food handler at Montgomery Applebee's restaurant on Taylor Road. They say customers who ate at the restaurant between July 8th and July 16th may need the hepatitis A vaccine or other treatment to reduce their chance of illness. You should contact your health care provider or the Montgomery County Health Department as soon as possible. Auburn University at Montgomery is hosting a career fair today to connect qualified job seekers with a variety of staff openings at the university. The AUM Career Fair will also be offered next Thursday, July 29th from 11 to 2 in the Taylor Center Cafe. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The following is a paid program by Dan Morris Productions. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. You are listening to April Marie Fogel, Joey Clark, my ever so kind, ever so wonderful producer for the show.
Hello.
You know what I figured out, Joey? The days that I am super prepared with a whole lot of different topics and clips are the days the hours just fly by and I don't even get to half my topics or clips.
It's usually how it works. When you get that safety net, you can go have some fun.
Is that some sort of radio self-jinxing myself?
No, it happens all the time. You plan a lot, and then you end up improvising anyway. And then the days you don't plan, you don't have it in you to improvise. It's a weird thing.
It is a weird thing. Did you watch that Biden or any parts of that Biden town hall last night?
I didn't watch it live. I did watch some clips this morning and played some clips this morning.
All right. Well, I've got a couple of clips here to play. Let's do the first one that says Biden what at the bottom there.
Yeah,
this one thoroughly entertained me. This is a Biden's response to when children 12 and under can get the vaccine. This is probably one of my more favorite clips of last night.
Or not, we should be in a position where you are. Why can't the experts say we know that this virus is in fact is going to be? We know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved, but permanently approved.
Yeah.
We should.
Was that English, Joey? I'm going to have to hear that one more time to see if I can get something coherent out of it. Let's try again. This, by the way, guys, is the president of the United States of America talking about children 12 and under and vaccinations. It's not like it's even just a topic. It's a very real topic. And I'm starting to think you guys and I are more informed than the president of the United States. We're going to listen again. Now, if you listen closely, maybe you'll get an answer.
Should be in a position where you are. Why can't the experts say we know that this virus is in fact is going to be? We know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved but permanently approved.
Okay, I was kidding. Listening carefully does not make that nonsense any better. That was one of the weirdest Biden statements, or lack thereof, I have heard since he was elected. That was wild, you guys. That's the president of the United States. I'm not a big fan of all of the calls to check on his health. I feel like some of them are a little overdrawn, but then you see things like that and it's like, or see him ask where he is or need someone else to complete his thought or sentence. And I get a little worried. This is the guy with the button. I'd much prefer some mean tweets to some incoherent answers. At least Trump's incoherent answers were actually just non-scripted political talk. They didn't veer off into the unintelligible. These clips, he veered off into the unintelligible. It was wild. Okay, we're gonna do the this is a situation here. I gotta set this one up. So the top one, actually, I take it back. We're gonna do Biden on guns and his ATF nominee, because I've got to get y'all's take on these two clips on Second Amendment rights. We're gonna start with Biden last night talking about guns.
The crime is down. Gun violence and murder rates are up. Guns. I'm the only guy that ever got passed legislation when I was a senator to make sure we eliminated assault weapons. The idea you need a weapon that can have the ability to fire 20, 30, 40, 50, 120 shots from that weapon, whether it's a 9mm pistol or whether it's a rifle, is ridiculous. I'm continuing to push to eliminate the sale of those things, but I'm not likely to get that done in their terms. Here's what I've done. The people who in fact are using those weapons are acquiring them illegally. And so what happens is I've gotten ATF, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. I have them increase their budget and increase their capacity, along with the Justice Department, to go after the gun shops that are not abiding by the law of doing background checks. For real, that's number one.
Okay, there's so many things happening in this clip all at once. You can hear the words he's speaking in this one, which you couldn't in the first clip I played. So bravo, Joe Biden. Bravo, Joe Biden, for getting your act together and being able to coherently put some words together. But now we're going to take that clip very slowly. We're going to stop it and have a little truth-telling in this.
Well, actually, crime is down.
Crime is down. No, it's not. Reality check. Crime is surging in Democrat-run cities, including Montgomery and Birmingham. There's a story on AL.com on that today. Carjackings are up. Yes, homicides are up. Aggravated assault is up. Even arson is up. Crime is not down. All right, keep going.
Gun violence and murder rates are up. Guns. I'm the only guy that ever got passed legislation when I was a senator to make sure we eliminated assault weapons. The idea you need a weapon that can have the ability to fire 20, 30, 40, 50, 120 shots from that weapon, whether it's a 9mm pistol or whether it's a rifle, is ridiculous.
Okay, who's going to explain to him how gun clips work? Your gun, Joey, should not ever, even if it is a handgun, should not be able to fire 20 bullets. Is 20 bullets the number that makes a firearm scary? He doesn't even preface that with, like, in quick succession. No, your firearm should not be able to fire 20 bullets. It's wild. All right, keep going a second longer.
I'm continuing to push to eliminate the sale of those things, but I'm not likely to get that.
I'm continuing to push to eliminate the sale of those things. 272-9228. If you remember people saying Joe Biden was pro Second Amendment, or that this administration was not going to be gun grabbing. 272-9228. I'm going to continue to push to eliminate those things. You guys, if you have a gun that has the ability to be reloaded and shoot 20 bullets, Joe Biden doesn't want you to have that. If they come knocking on my door, my gun is maxed out at 19 bullets. That's it. No matter how many clips I buy, 19 bullets is it. All right, keep going.
Done in their terms. Here's what I've done. The people who, in fact, are using those weapons are acquiring them illegally.
All right. This is where I'm going to stop this particular clip. The people who are using the weapons are getting them illegally. So then he goes on to say he's going to get ATF to chase down gun shops. Well, moron, they're not getting them at gun shops. There's not a gun shop, gun store owner I know who will sell to someone who does not qualify to get the gun. Nobody's willing to risk their license for that, risk their federal firearms license to get that. Nope, not happening. Where are they getting these guns illegally? Well, they're selling them to one another within their communities. They being bad guys of all races and ages and neighborhoods, typically those living in poverty though. They're selling them to one another. They're stealing them out of vehicles. We've had this conversation before. 272-9228 if you want to talk to me about this. They're stealing them out of vehicles and homes of law-abiding citizens. They are using straw purchasers. They're having people who can legally get a firearm, get one, and transfer it to them. Or they're taking it from a family member or a friend. We are not talking about gun stores as the bad guys here. What a wild clip. Everything about that clip is just wild. T-Spear on the line. Hey there, T-Spear.
And thank you so much for taking my call. And I tell you what, one of the things that interested me is at the very end of it, he mentions shutting down illegal gun shops. And the crowd applauds as though he said, shutting down gun shops. Did they not listen to everything he said?
I have no idea what is going on in the heads of people who can applaud such stupidity.
The last time I checked, when I got up this morning, I checked with all of my guns and I asked them, did you get up and shoot anybody last night? And they all sat there like, no, ma'am. They didn't say anything, but no, ma'am. Did you get up and go commit any crimes last night? Again, silence for my gun. The issue is not the implement that people are using. But the fact that people are committing crimes that the Democrats don't listen to and don't want to listen to.
No, they much rather exploit crime and exploit the criminals themselves as a cause than actually solve the crime problem or actually address the criminals themselves. What we have in this country, in this state, is a problem with people being let out on the streets who are violent and people who do stupid things being held in prison. We have a criminal justice system that repeatedly fails us.
Thank you. And it's wrong. Many Democrats don't see that.
Yeah, it does. It amazes me too. Hey, T-Spear, if the government comes knocking, your guns can only shoot 19 bullets. Because apparently 20...
can shoot. But I can assure you, if the federales come knocking, they better have a bloody damn good reason for coming knocking. And if they come knocking with a hypodermic in their hand, they might not want to get on my property.
Fair point, T-Spear. Fair point. Well, thanks for calling, love. We're going to hit a quick break here.
Appreciate it. Bye.
Thank you. 272. Joey.
272-9228. And I really am looking into getting some of that alligator sausage tomorrow from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Should be delicious. Tell me more. I'm more of a savory guy than a sweet guy, even though the name is Sweet Creek. So I often go for the Wagyu of Alabama there. They have from Andy Tipton and his operation. It's fantastic steak, fantastic beef, but also that, you know, extra product, that alligator sausage, as well as the Cuban sandwich. You know, get a nice hot lunch, fresh lunch, and it's enough to, you know, hold you over until dinner. Eat one half for lunch, one half for dinner, and they're always getting in great fresh produce. Reed Ingram really goes the extra mile, literally sometimes, to find the best product out there across state lines, even at times. So check out Sweet Creek today, and don't forget to get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing, $60 worth of whatever you would like from Sweet Creek in that gift basket. And actually, all fair, T-Spear asked me to, yeah, she could get in, so she didn't mention it on air. But I got you, T-Spear, and anybody else at 272-9228. We'll get you into Sweet Creek if you ask. You got to ask.
Be right back after this quick break.
To the town of our free rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton. As Bernie has continued to expand across the Southeast, we have changed our name to Xerox Business Systems. When people hear Bernie or Xerox, they think of copy machines or printing services. That is for good reason, as we have been the leader in the Montgomery market for the past 60-plus years. But did you know that Xerox has been in the IT service business for over 30 years? Xerox has a breadth of services and expertise to support your organization, regardless of size. Our dedicated managed IT service team supports our clients with personalized service to keep your network accessible, efficient, and secure. We can also provide physical security through a cloud-based security camera and access solution that provides a web-based platform to make management simple and scalable. We also have the highest level of partnership with Cisco, HP, Dell, Lenovo, and many more. Give me a call at 201-0199, 201-0199.
Hi, Alabama. This is your favorite president, Donald Trump. Few Republicans have as much courage and fight as Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks, a friend of mine. Mo is a great conservative Republican leader who fights for America first, no matter what obstacles the fake news media, rhinos, or socialist Democrats place in his path. And he knows how to fight. Mo Brooks is pro-life, loves our military and our vets, protects our Second Amendment, combats the Biden open border agenda, fights for voter integrity like few others. I'm President Trump, and MAGA Mo Brooks has my complete and total endorsement for U.S. Senate. MAGA Mo will never let you down. Vote for Mo Brooks.
This is Congressman Mo Brooks. Please join President Trump's fight for America at MoBrooks.com. That's MoBrooks.com. I approve this message paid for by the Mo Brooks for Senate Committee.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Good afternoon, friends. Good afternoon, friends. We've got Bravo on the line. Bravo, congratulations.
It's awesome, guys. Hey, thank you so much.
You are the winner of the Mortgage Corporation of the South. Their newly upgraded $75 gift card. Well, that's exciting. When you go visit them, you're going to have to give us a call back and tell us what you think.
Oh, I sure will. I'm looking forward to hearing from you.
All right. Well, we will make that happen. Thanks for calling in, Bravo.
You're very welcome. Hope you guys have a great day. I love the show.
Thank you. Well, that was exciting, Joey. I'm always excited when it's drawing time towards the end of the week. You've still got time if you are calling in now or plan to call in today. To get in on the Sweet Creek drawing that will be made tomorrow. And of course, next week's Mortgage Corporation of the South drawing. Our friends at Mortgage Corporation of the South can help you. Maybe you don't need help. Maybe you're thinking to yourself, I'm good right where I am. Maybe I've already gone and visited Mortgage Corporation of the South and they've already helped me with my financial troubles or helped me just to save some money. Well, don't keep it to yourself. You got to tell your friends and family. Our friends at Mortgage Corporation of the South can help people, help you, help your friends get pre-approved for a mortgage if they have good credit, not so great credit. They can help figure out what within the budget they can be approved for and help them make their bids competitive on houses these days, which are going so very quickly. If you maybe found yourself in a financial bind through COVID, they can help you get equity out of either your automobile, your home, or your land. People go, how does that work? Well, if you bought a house for $200,000 and it's currently worth $250,000 or $300,000, you've got some equity there. That equity can be cash in your pocket. So give them at Mortgage Corporation a call, 567-9000, 567-9000. Tell John Williams you were listening to the Dan Morris Show and you heard April Marie chatting about him and his team there. Their NMLS number is 232876. They're an equal housing lender and a good friend of this show. So do check them out. We've got Charles on the line. Hiya, Charles.
How you doing today, ma'am?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Thank you. I hope Dan's doing okay, by the way. I hadn't listened in a while. Just been busy. But that talking that... Biden was doing about the ATF and crime, and you can't have crime down and gun violence up. That's about the most ignorant statement that a person can make. That what you see when Biden gets up there talking, you're just seeing it's just propaganda. He's just spoon feeding his sheep out there. Everybody knows crime's up. Anybody with a grain of common sense, I mean, I get alerts every day on the crime in Washington, D.C., the crime in Chicago, the crime in Portland, Montgomery. Everybody knows crime's up. And, you know, it goes back to that old adage, they want to disarm law-abiding citizens. It's what they want because they can't control us. They know that there's no way that they could ever be a dictatorship with the way we're armed as American citizens. They know it. We know it. Everybody knows it. They're never going to get our guns. I mean, it don't matter if they try going door to door or any of that stuff. And he talks about him passing all that crap when he was a senator. I mean, look up when he was a senator. I mean, you know, they don't. It's just, that's just spoon fed crap. I mean, it amounts to nothing. He's not even worth listening to. There's more important issues, you know, than even feeding into that, because it's never going to happen. And ATF, anybody that knows anything about guns or is involved in the gun community, the ATF doesn't want you to have guns, period. They don't want, so it doesn't surprise me, the person that he's putting in charge of it, because they ATF is not on your side when it comes to legal guns, period. So
ATF is the next club we got to play, and it's gonna blow your mind when you hear what this guy who Biden has put up for ATF say. It actually won't blow your mind, Charles, because the jig is up. You know he's not pro-gun and not pro-gun owner. Not pro Second Amendment. And so we're going to play that clip of the ATF guy next. You want to hold tight and listen to that?
Okay. All right. Well, y'all be safe, you and Joey, and appreciate what y'all do. Enjoy your show.
Thank you, Charles. I appreciate you calling in. All right. I'm going to play this clip before we head to break. I think it's another one of those clips that might take two times for us to really, really get. This is Dave Chipman, okay? And what he's talking about is he's talking about people who purchased firearms during the increase in firearm sales during COVID. You got to listen closely, because every word out of his mouth is, wow. Here we go.
And so in their mind, they might be confident. They might think that they're diehard, ready to go. But unfortunately, they're more like Tiger King. And they're putting themselves and their families in danger. And so what I would suggest is, for those people who were first-time gun owners, if they did go out and buy a gun, I would secure that gun locked and unloaded and hide it behind the cans of tuna and beef jerky that you've stored in a cabinet. And, you know, only bring that out if the zombies start to appear. And
all right. Seriously, how many people do you know went out and bought a gun because they believe a zombie apocalypse is happening? Actually, Joey, you know what we should do before we go to break? We should play that Biden clip again, because maybe the zombie apocalypse is here. Maybe the zombie apocalypse is upon us. So rather than hiding your firearm locked in, unloaded behind the beef jerky, maybe you need to have that thing close by. Because when I hear Joe Biden, the president of the United States of America, not able to coherently talk about COVID risk among children, I get a little worried. 272-9228, if you want to get in on this conversation. We're going to, again, play that clip by David Chipman. This is the nominee by Biden to lead ATF. And if he isn't talking down to us, those of us who have firearms, those of us who respect the Second Amendment, those of us who fight for this right, I don't know who he's talking to, but basically he thinks we're all stupid. Compared us to Tiger King. More and after this quick break. You are listening to April Marie Fogle.
In the daytime, girl, I want to be with you all of the time.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming, because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbors' yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. HIMSS was our answer. HIMSS connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/love. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to HIMSS, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/love. That's 4hims.com/love for your free online visit. FORHIMS.com/LOVE.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of showers and thunderstorms will be around for the next several days, but the number of storms each day will thin out, so your odds of getting wet are lower. Today, random scattered afternoon and evening storms, partial sunshine, high near 90, tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, more hit or miss afternoon and evening storms, but more misses than hits. Highs in the low 90s tomorrow and Saturday, and low to mid-90s on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Afternoon. Welcome to the Dan Morris Show, your favorite substitute teacher, April Marie here. We have officially entered the zombie apocalypse. Don't believe me? Here's our president.
We should be in a position where you are, why can't the experts say, we know that this virus is in fact is going to be, we know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved but permanently approved.
His body might be working, but he's brain dead. The zombie apocalypse is upon us. You do not have to store your firearm behind your beef jerky. How's it going, Dennis?
This guy is absolutely the most stupid individual I have ever heard of in my entire life. To actually be poked to be a government-appointed official, to actually get on national media and say something that stupid. He's not brain dead, April. He has posterior cranial inversion. That's what he has. It's an acute sickness amongst the woke idiots up there that is being put into position by the puppet government ran by Mr. Biden, because I'm not going to call him a president. Presidents are duly elected in this country, and that's another one who has a part of a posterior cranial inversion to actually believe he was elected. If he thinks Patriots are going to sit back and just allow people to come in and say that, hey, we're going to have a zombie apocalypse, and that's the only time you can raise your guns, he's in for a serious awakening when he makes a stupid move like that. But on a lighter note,
yes, love.
On a lighter note, Taco Chili Mac, tell me about it. I know you tried it.
we still haven't tried it. Dennis, I found you. You know, I think I told you this. I actually texted that when you and I talked to my babysitter for her to put on the calendar of our meal plan. And she was like, what in the heck are you talking about? That's really funny. Taco Chili Mac. I'm texting her again. She's going to be like, I'm going to say, we really have to try that Taco Chili Mac on it. All right, I'm giving you a report next week. We will try the Taco Chili Mac.
Last week, I spent a week in San Diego, and we actually made that dish one night for some grandkids, and we just went ape over it. They loved it. So,
all right,
we probably need to market this, April.
Dennis, my Olivia wants to know what be the recipe again, or where we get the recipe.
Google Chili Mac. When we talked, you made the suggestion of using putting a taco sauce or taco seasoning with it, and that's what we did, and it was just. Oh, it knocked it out of the park. Absolutely.
Yay. Okay, so regular chili mac, but we're using our tacos stuff that we use for taco soup because we know that's kid-proofed. You got it, Dennis. Thanks for calling, love.
Right. See ya.
Thank you. All right, we're going to play this David Chipman thing again because you got to hear it to believe it.
So in their mind, they might be confident. They might think that they're diehard, ready to go. But unfortunately, they're more like Tiger King, and they're putting themselves and their families in danger. And so what I would suggest is for those people who were first-time gun owners, if they did go out and buy a gun, I would secure that gun locked and unloaded and hide it behind the cans of tuna and beef jerky that you've stored in a cabinet, and only bring that out if the zombies start to appear. And I don't think they are.
That clip was what, Joey? Like a minute long? A minute long, and he's managed to insult gun owners in like five different ways.
It was only 37 seconds, and David Chipman at least is an ass, and at worst he relishes the idea of taking on people. Let's just say
you're putting yourself in danger, folks. I am so grateful. I've been around firearms for my entire life, and I've yet to be shot or shoot anyone. Those firearms of mine, they're defective. They haven't shot me. They haven't shot anyone else. Tuna and beef jerky. By the way, if that's supposed to be an insult, I'll own it all day. I love me some beef jerky. And I lived off of tuna when I needed more protein in my life when I was pregnant. Tuna and beef jerky. The Tiger King insult. All right. I can't let him get to me, but it's so easy. Oh, it's so easy. Let's talk about crime. Murder in Alabama. Homicides on the rise in 2021 in four of the state's five biggest cities. Want to guess what they are, listeners? Sure enough, Birmingham, Montgomery, Mobile, and Huntsville all saw an increase in the number of killings from January 1st to June 3rd over the same period last year. Only Tuscaloosa reporting a decrease. It just makes my head spin. Montgomery, at the halfway year mark, recorded 38 homicides, an increase over 33 for the same period in 2020. As of July 20th, Montgomery stands at 40 homicides compared to 68 in all of 2020. Crime. But not because we have criminals out there. Not because we have a criminal justice system that is incarcerating people for the wrong things, keeping the wrong people in jail while letting those who are violent and have violent tendencies remain free over and over and over again. Kyle on the line. Hiya, Kyle.
How y'all doing?
Well, the zombie apocalypse, I don't know about that.
This David Chipman guy, a lot I could say about this guy, but I don't, you know, don't talk to me about safety about for women and kids. When, you know, this is the same ATF that torched that house in 93 in Mount Carmel, you know, and killed 73 Branch Davidians, women, kids, because they wouldn't conform and give in to the ATF's arbitrary and, you know, never-changing laws. So, you know, there's a lot I can say about the ATF and David Chipman, but none of it that I can say over the radio.
Well, and the ATF, let's not forget Fast and Furious. These guys were running to Mexican cartels all willy-nilly under the Obama administration and led to a Border Patrol agent, Ryan Terry, getting killed. These guys are not the good guys. Haven't been the good guys in a long time. They forced federally licensed firearm dealers to sell guns to people they didn't want to sell guns to. They're on record as having done this. It's absolutely insane that this agency exists and that anybody would nominate this guy to lead it in its current state. Guns are not the problem. Criminals are the problem. Lawful gun owners will never be the problem. Lawful gun owners who take their responsibility as gun owners seriously will never be the problem. Let me back that up a second. I that's one of my biggest pet peeves. Lawful gun owners should just leave their guns all willy-nilly. Drives me bonkers. Kyle?
Thanks.
Do you think your gun can only be used for the zombie apocalypse and only shoot 20 bullets?
Only if you could. My gun can be used for whatever I feel like my gun should be used for, and it's none of David Chipman's business.
There you go. That's the answer we like. Thank you so much, love.
Okay, y'all have a good one.
272-9228 if you want to get in on this conversation. You are listening to April Marie and Joey in the house on this lovely Thursday. The other day I was talking, I was like, at least it's not raining. And then I got out of the studio and it was pouring down raining. And I was like, nobody called me to correct me. Our studio is interior. So it wasn't raining when I had walked in, but it was pouring when I walked out. Dadgummit. You know what could have fixed that, Joey? If I had downloaded the Rich Thomas weather app. Then I would have known. I walked outside. I was like, no, my hair. Rich Thomas would have had me covered. We're going to hit a quick break here. Last break of the show. A few more clips when we come back. You're listening to April Marie.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry on Vaughan Road in the Peppertree Shops. And any of those heirloom pieces that are out of date or old history and things like that, come in and let us re-bling it for you. Yes, our re-blinging program. You got it. We can remake those pieces into something new and bling out the door. Well, you could trade them in for something new and be blung out that way. Or come in and just walk away with a check. So either way, we're going to bling you. So come in and get re-bling with those old pieces you don't use anymore.
Hey, River Region, Tommy from ProLink Security here. Have you heard about this month's special? From now to the end of July, get four cameras installed in your home or business for only $699. No contract, no monthly fee. Call today, 334-285-5833. Again, 334-285-5833, or visit us online at ProLinkSEC.com. That's ProLinkSEC.com, or follow us on Facebook.
AESBL license number 475.
Your News Talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. You've got April Marie here. Before we get to our final segment, I got to give a shout out to my friends Josh and Leslie over at Dillon Rings. Josh and Leslie are at 119 Brown Springs Road, just off the Atlanta Highway. They have phenomenal products at every price range. Why? Because they believe world-class quality doesn't have to be expensive. I know this. I can speak from a place of authority as a real-life customer. Someone who's bought some several things, had them fix several pieces. Their work is phenomenal. Went in and tried on some rings. Tried on a ring. Looked at others. Managed to eyeball those earrings that I'm keeping an eye on for when I can stock some money away and buy them. 215-3669. Check them out on Facebook. Give them a call. Drop in. Maybe a little something for yourself. Maybe a little something for a loved one. Never need an excuse. Our friends Josh and Leslie will hook you up. Tell them I sent you. Tell them you're listeners of the Dan Morris Show and heard from April Marie to stop on by. Joey Clark, before I end today, I found very, very unique thing. I had found someone making the case for unions that I actually was so entertained by, I had to watch it multiple times. I had to double check with some, there's this guy is a little too much fun. But I had to say, if this guy were out there for every union strike, I might pay more attention to them. Here he is. Listen to him. 272-9228 if you want to call and talk to us about it.
The lay plant today kind of looking like this. KSNT News reporter Dan Garrett explains why people are gathering in hopes that their voices are heard.
Man, it just, I'm hot, I'm tired, I'm mad. They got us working 84 hours a week in this thing. All right? Do it look like my shoes can hold my fat ass for 84 hours? That's what I'm saying. And the thing about it, they got the little mascots on the thing, like Chester Cheeto, he ain't got to worry about this type of shit. He just get on his motorcycle and he gone. I can't afford a motorcycle with the pay they give me up in here. I got child support coming out my check. I got the food stamps about to get cut off. And what's a little handsome man with the Steve Harvey mustache on the Pringles can? The Pringles man and the little boy with the dog on the Cracker Jacks box. You ain't never seen them frowning, did you? Now the only thing Frito can do is kiss my ass, cause now I'm about to go talk about Frito Lays. I'm about to go be lazy. You hear me? I'm about to go lay the f down. Because I ain't doing this no more. I'm going to go see if they hiding down there at Lowe's. And y'all don't really give a damn about my story. Y'all can get the camera out of my face. Y'all just want to get y'all's story. That's what y'all want to do.
Well, you may have seen.
That's great.
The man with the mustache.
The Steve Harvey mustache, yeah.
The Steve Harvey mustache. The little boy on the Cracker Jack box. You ain't seen any of them unhappy. Frito-Lays, how dare you do your workers like that? That ain't no little man. He got to stand on his feet all day.
Wow.
So I see this in my feed, and I am, like, thoroughly entertained. I'm like, why are the Frito-Lays people striking? This is amazing. What is happening here? And then it was pointed out once I looked into it that the Frito-Lay strikers actually hired this guy. He's a YouTube comedian to get up there and do that. And it was amazing.
He just wanted a little solidarity with the mascots. Like, if it was a frowny face, you know, Mr. Pringle with the Steve Harvey mustache, he would have been all right.
The Cheetos guy going to ride off on his motorcycle?
Yeah. Goodness gracious. That's pretty funny.
I was dying. I was dying. Okay, well, one more time before we get back into the end of our show, political things.
All right.
I should have told
you. You may have seen several people on the streets near the Frito-Lay plant today kind of looking like this. KSHT News reporter Dan Garrett explains why people are gathering in hopes that their voices are heard.
Man, it just, I'm hot, I'm tired, I'm mad. They got us working 84 hours a week in this thing. All right? Do it look like my shoes can hold my fat ass for 84 hours? That's what I'm saying. And the thing about it, they got the little mascots on the thing. Like, Chester Cheeto, he ain't got to worry about this type of shit. He just get on his motorcycle and he gone. I can't afford a motorcycle with the pay they give me up in here. I got child support coming out my check. I got the food stamps about to get cut off. And what's a little handsome man with the Steve Harvey mustache on the Pringles can? The Pringles man and the little boy with the dog on the Cracker Jacks box. You ain't never seen them frowning, did you? Now the only thing Frito can do is kiss my ass, cause now I'm about to go instead of my Frito Lays, I'm about to go be lazy. You hear me? I'm about to go lay the f down. Because I ain't doing this no more. I'm going to go.
So I did learn, and so this was a very effective communication method, guys. 2729228. It was very effective because I went to figure out what was going on with Frito-Lays. They legit have what they call suicide shifts. Suicide shifts. In the sweltering, in the office, they say they can be. They have mandatory overtime. First off, mandatory overtime. What in the world? 84-hour weeks. The company, which is owned by PepsiCo, disputes the claims, calling them grossly exaggerated. The strike started on July 1st and is ongoing. One of the guys said that workers who clock in for a 7 a.m. shift are often forced to work 4 hours of overtime, essentially 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the factory. They don't like that. I can understand that. The issue is that they can't hire enough workers. Joey Clark, there was another clip, I didn't play it today, of Joe Biden, who had very little sympathy to a restaurant man. Restaurant owner who was talking about not being able to find employees. He's like, well, you just got to up your wages. That's all. Sometimes I wonder if liberals just don't understand the way the businesses are run and the thin profit margins of some businesses, especially a lot of them coming off of COVID. And now we got all this fear porn out there telling us the world may need to shut down again. The world, the Delta variant, Joey, the Delta variant's coming to get us. How are employers supposed to react? Especially if I were an employer in a liberal city, Montgomery included, or in Birmingham, where you really don't know. Maybe tomorrow they flip a switch and throw masks back on. Maybe they start making their own occupancy rules. I haven't seen anything that would prohibit them from doing so. So the issue here with Frito-Lay is that they're not staffed. They can't find enough workers. So I'm not defending Frito-Lay, but I am saying we continue to have a problem in this country with getting people back to work post-COVID. And I've been following those, you know, there's Forbes and some Wall Street Journal articles on people not wanting to go back to work or demanding workplace concessions, like they got to be able to have work from home and do other things. It amazes me, some of the younger workforce who don't know what it was like for even my generation. I'm 40 years old. You know what I was told going into my first jobs? You do what you do. As my daughter says, you get what you get and you don't pitch a fit. You got a job. Be lucky you got a job. If you've got a high-paying job, don't be a diva. No, that's unnecessary. 972-9228. I was thoroughly entertained by this guy. I'm going to put that post up on my social media accounts. If you follow me, it's at April Marie, APRYLMARIE, April Marie. I'm going to put that clip up in case you want to share it with some loved ones. Bill on the line. Hiya, Bill.
Hey there. You were just speaking about the Frito-Lay strike.
Yes.
And what it's going to take to get people back to work.
Mm-hmm.
When they lift the ban on evicting people, people will go back to work.
Ah, fair point. Very fair point.
And until they do that, people aren't going to go back to work. But when they do, right now in Montgomery, Prattville area, you can't find a house for rent and you can't find an apartment for rent. And the reason is the people that are there aren't paying, but they can't be evicted.
You know, I never even, that had not occurred to me to even think about that lately, but you're right.
Now, I've got a friend that his mortgage company called him. He lives in Northwest Florida. His mortgage company called him and said, are you having difficulty paying your mortgage because of the pandemic? And he said, yes, I am, matter of fact. And they said, well, don't worry about it. For 13 months, he did not make a single house payment. Never missed a day's work. But they let him go for 13 months. Back in May, they called him and said, we've got an offer for you. Things are getting loosened up. People are going back to work. When do you think you could start making your payments again? And he said, well, I don't know. Things are still a little tough around my house. They offered him a 2.5% mortgage rate if he could start making his payments in the next 30 days. And he said, what about the 13 payments I missed? They said, don't worry about it. We're just going to extend your mortgage for 13 months, but it'll be at the 2.5% mortgage rate. That tells me that banks are being subsidized by the federal government.
Yeah, they're not doing that out of the kindness of their own heart, that's for sure.
So there's going to be some interesting stories out of all this.
Yes, there are. Well, thanks for calling in, Bill.
Have a good day.
One of my favorite eviction moratorium stories is that someone rented out a penthouse for a party down in South Florida. They had the big old party, and word got around at the party that the house was for sale. The penthouse was you could buy it. Well, a woman realized, well, heck, no one lives here. So she stayed after the party and hasn't left. They were trying to evict her from the building, but there was no eviction hearings going on because of the evictions moratorium. So this woman just lived rent-free in this penthouse. And so the headline was, went to a party and stayed. And I thought, you know, I kind of got to give her credit because I would never have thought to do that. Maybe it's just not my character. But I was kind of like, all right. And she just figured it out. They couldn't take her to court. And she claimed she lived there once she had been there long enough. And the law enforcement's hands were tied because they couldn't evict her. So, okay. But yeah, interesting points there. Well, I will be back again tomorrow with reading from, will be in studio with me, Joey Clark, to keep me under